hiya, Bam Bam. How's the strongest baby in the world today?
Oh, he's fine. Hey, we thought he had the mumps yesterday, but the doctor examined him and said that what we thought was swelling was only some new muscles. Hey, go on, Bam Bam. Shake hands with your Uncle Fred.
Put her there, fella.
Bam Bam, let go. Oh, sorry, Fred. Little Bam Bam doesn't know his own strength.
Either that or when you said shake hands, he thought you said break hands. So the doctor says to the guy, what you need is fresh air and exercise. And the guy says, fresh air and exercise? Doc, I'm a mailman.
Oh, boy, that's a good one, Fred.
How's a bird supposed to get any sleep around here? What do they think I am, a night owl?
Sam Quartz told it to me.
What's so funny?
Oh, I just told Barney the story about the mailman and the doctor.
Oh.
As long as we're standing in front of the Rubble residence, would you like to come in for a while?
Thanks, Betty, but it's sort of late. We told Mrs. Sitstone we'd be home early.
Yeah, and we can't get the babysitter mad. Well, good night, Barney.
Good night, Fred.
Good night, Betty.
Good night, Fred.
Good night, Betty.
Good night, Wilma.
Good night, Barney.
Good night, Wilma.
Good night already. Gee.
Did you have fun bowling tonight, sweetheart?
Oh, yes, I did, Fred. Say, would you carry my bowling ball? I really got tired tonight.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry, honey. I should have thought of it.
Stick him up.
Huh?
You heard me. Stick him up.
Fred, what are you going to...
Don't turn around, lady, or fat boy here gets it.
Of all the nerve.
I'll just take your wallet, sir.
These bowling balls are heavy.
And they're gonna get heavier. Now I want you to count to 1,000, see? And count nice and slow, see? That's the way to do it. Nice and slow.
Yes, sir. Nice and slow. One, two...
He's gone, Fred.
Three, four, five, six.
Let's get the police.
Well, Ma, I promised him I'd count to 1,000. But now you made me miss my count. Let's see. 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, they're good.
Oh, my, you certainly love that grape juice, Pebbles. Now go back to sleep like a good girl. Isn't she just darling? Oh, Mrs. Flintstone, what on earth is wrong?
We were just held up, Mrs. Sitstone. Operator, get me the police.
21, 22, 23.
What's taking the police so long? By the time they get here, that crook will be out of the state.
357, 358.
Oh, Fred, put those bowling balls down.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
You know, Fred, I've been thinking. It's a good thing you didn't decide to act the hero with that hold-up man. There's no telling what he might have done.
You're so right, Wilma. I could have got my head shot off. What do you mean it's a good thing I didn't act the hero? Are you implying I was a coward?
Of course not, Fred. I just meant that, well, like you said, he might have shot your head off if you hadn't...
Come on, say it if I hadn't been a coward.
Fred Flintstone, now you're being ridiculous.
Fine thing. Just because I keep cool and don't lose my head, my own wife thinks I was afraid.
If you don't stop that, I'm going to crown you with this face. The police are here. Let them in, Fred.
Oh, no, not me. I'm too much of a coward. I'm scared to open doors at night.
You're the lady that reported a holdup?
Yes. Come in, please. It happened right outside the house.
Right outside, eh? Better take notes, Harvey.
Right.
All right, now sit down and relax, lady, and try to remember exactly what happened. Can you describe the man?
Well, he was wearing a mask, and it was dark.
Uh-huh. Got that, Harvey?
Right. He was wearing a dark mask.
Now, look, we couldn't get a good look at the guy, but I can describe his voice. It was mean and dangerous. The way he said, nice and slow, see? That's the way to do it. My wife thinks I'm a coward, officer, for not offering any resistance.
Why, that's silly. You did the wise thing, mister. It's not bravery to tangle with an armed man. It's foolishness.
I didn't have a chance in the world. He was behind me, poking a gun in my back. Look, I'll show you exactly how it was. Now, you're me. What was I to do? You can see I didn't have a chance.
We'll go out and look around the neighborhood, lady. He may still be around. Good night, ma'am.
Good night.
Good night, sir.
Nice and slow. See? Oh. So now Wilma thinks I'm a coward.
But Fred, that isn't like Wilma. Surely she realizes there was nothing you could do under the circumstances. Nothing anybody could do.
Hey, I wish you'd tell her that, will you, Barney?
Oh, sure. Glad to.
Oh, Wilma! Wilma!
Yes?
I think you're doing Fred an injustice, Wilma. I mean, I know Fred, and he isn't a coward.
I never said he was.
Not in so many words, maybe, but you implied it, Wilma.
And don't forget, this hold-up man had a tremendous advantage, a gun.
Yeah, and he had it pointing right at my back. I'll show you exactly how it was, Barney. Stand right here. Now, pretend this is the gun, Barney.
All right.
And you'll see that I didn't have a chance.
Boy, he flies better than I do.
Honestly, Wilma, I don't see how you can play bridge so soon after that holdup. After an experience like that, I'd still be trembling all over. I've got news for you, Gladys. You know, when I was shaking that cup of cactus tea, well, I wasn't doing it on purpose.
Hi, Wilma, I'm home. Oh, hello, ladies.
Hi, Fred. I think you know everybody here.
Oh, sure, sure.
Do you bring any news, Mr. Flintstone? Have they caught the man who robbed you?
Not yet, but I hope they do soon.
Well, I won't sleep soundly until they do. The very idea, a man going around waving a pistol in your face.
Well, it wasn't in my face, it was in my back. I just wish he had waved the gun in my face.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
Sure. What chance have you got if you can't see the guy?
Well, that's true. If he's behind you, I suppose there's not much you can do.
Yeah, but there are some people who don't take that into consideration.
Oh, brother.
I'll show you exactly how it happened, Mrs. Schwartzquartz. Now you be me, see?
Fred.
And I'm the crook, and I got a gun here, and I say, stick him up, see? There's nothing you can do. You haven't got a chance! Believe me when I tell him I didn't have a chance. Now hold on for a minute, Pebbles. Okay, go. You like the slide, eh?
Hiya, Mr. Flintstone. Hello, Pebbles.
Hi, Arnold.
Say, have the police caught the man who held you up?
Not that I know of, Arnold, but they will.
Sure. My dad says it's a good thing for that robber he didn't hold him up. My dad says he'd have tossed him for a loop.
Oh, yeah? Well, you tell your father there was nothing he or anybody else could have done. The guy had a gun.
Yeah, but...
No buts. He had a gun pointed right at my back. If I'd so much as said boo, he'd have plugged me.
Gee, I guess Dad isn't aware of the actual circumstances.
He sure isn't. Here, I'll show you exactly how it was. Now you be me. You pretend I'm holding a gun on you. I've just sneaked up on you and you're caught by surprise. What can you do? You haven't got a chance.
Fred, we got those toys for Pebbles. Now stop playing with them before you break something.
Oh, boy.
Aren't you listening to the news broadcast?
Did something special happen today?
Well, just wondered if they caught the bandit yet.
Fortunately, the drivers of both vehicles were unhurt. And that concludes the news for... Wait, here's a late news bulletin. Another armed robbery in Bedrock, or rather, attempted armed robbery. An armed man held up Mr. Llewellyn J. Fosbrick. But instead of surrendering his wallet, Mr. Fosbrick reached around, grabbed the man, and threw him to the ground. Unfortunately, the holdup man ran away before Mr.
The show-off.
Show-off? I thought he acted very bravely.
Oh, sure, he's brave, and I'm a coward.
Oh, Fred, I didn't say that.
Well, you didn't have to, Wilma. I could see it in your eyes. It's there for the whole world to read. My husband, Fred W. Flintstone, is a coward.
Will you stop that nonsense, Fred? Come in.
Hi. Hey, Fred, I'm taking Bam Bam for a little walk. I thought maybe you and Pebbles would like to join us.
Pebbles is taking a nap, Barney, but I'll go with you.
If you promise not to say boo and scare me. Us cowards scare easy, you know.
Oh, Fred, for heaven's sake.
And to make matters worse, we have to hear on TV what Llewellyn D. Fosbrick did when he was held up.
Well, just the same, Fred, I'm sure Wilma doesn't think you're a coward.
What makes you so sure?
Well, you got married, didn't you? That takes plenty of courage.
Very funny. Oh, boy, would I like to catch up with that hold-up man.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know the guy if you saw him, would you?
That's the trouble. But I know his voice. Nice and slow, see? That's the way to do it. Nice and slow. I'll never forget that voice as long as I live.
Hey, I got a cousin who talks like that.
Is he a hold-up man?
No, it's a she. Cousin Florabelle.
Yeah.
Hey, hold it, Fred. I see Sonny Dempstone, the heavyweight boxing champ, is in town. The champ will take on all comers.
Boy, look at the size of that guy. I'm sure glad I'm not a comer.
Yeah, he may not get the fight, though. There's a lot of talk about banning boxing.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, Bam Bam, I bet you could at that. Bam Bam says he could take Dempstone in two rounds.
No doubt about it.
This is a stick-up. Put all your money in a bag and put your hands down.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Hey, Fred, I got an idea how you can show Wilma you're no coward.
How?
Well, challenge Sonny Dempstone. You can't do anything braver than getting in a ring with him.
But Sonny'll massacre me.
Well, I'm only trying to help you, Fred. If you're going to start picking my ideas to pieces.
Fine. Now I want you to count up to 1,000, see? And count nice and slow, see? That's the way to do it. Nice and slow.
Yes, sir. 1, 2.
Now wait, Barney. Oh, I'm awful sorry. Here you are, sir. You dropped your bag.
Yeah, thanks. See ya.
I really am sorry.
Forget it.
Are you okay, Fred?
Sure. Now, what were we talking about?
About you challenging Dempstone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll fight him. But I wish it was the hold-up man I was going to climb into that ring with. How I'd like to get my hands on that guy. I'd twist his neck, and I'd give the old 1, 2.
Hey, Fred.
And I'd give the old 3, 4.
Hey, Fred, hold it. Hold it, Fred. Save your strength for Sonny Dempstone.
Yeah, you're right. Here we are, Sonny Dempstone versus all comers.
Fred, I wish I knew why you brought me here. You know I detest fights, and so does Betty.
Yeah, but this is something special. Come on. Look at that monster. Anybody that fights him must be pretty brave, right, Wilma?
Anybody that fights him ought to have his head examined.
They do. Right after the fight. In the hospital.
Thanks, pal. Come on, let's get to our seats.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sonny Dempstone is ready to meet any and all comers. Who will be first?
Go ahead, Fred.
Renault, Barney, I don't want to go first. It might look pushy.
Surely there must be someone willing to meet Sonny. Someone strong, brave, well insured.
Well, come on, Fred, get it over with.
Yeah, you're right. Well, here goes. I challenge the champion.
We have a challenger. And what is your name, brave sir?
My name is Fred Flintstone.
Fred.
And I challenge the champion. I challenge the champion to meet my friend here, Barney Rubble.
Hey, Fred, cut it out. I decline the nomination.
Put him down, Fred.
Yes, Fred, you've got your nerve.
All right, we've had our little joke. Now how about a real man stepping up?
I will. So will I.
Me too.
I'll have a go at him.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sonny Dumpstone meets his first challenger of the evening. Now I want a nice, clean... Who's next? Any more brave men here?
This is awful. I'm getting out of here.
You and me both.
Wait, Wilma, before you go, I gotta do something.
What?
Well,
Go ahead, Fred. This is your last chance.
Yeah, last chance. I'll show you what, Wilma. Hey, I want to
hold everything. That's all for tonight. There'll be no more fights.
Why? We just got started.
Because you haven't got a license to hold fights here. All right, folks? You can all go home. Everybody out.
Knock it off, Sonny.
How do you like that? Just when I'm about to challenge the champ.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sure, Fred, sure.
But I was. Hey, Wilma, Barney will tell you. Barney, say something.
Ow, fool.
Yeah. Gee, that was a tough break yesterday, Fred. Just when you're ready to meet the champ, the police have to come in and stop everything.
Yeah. Now how am I going to convince Wilma I'm not a coward?
Hey, wait! Please come back! Hold it! Don't run! He's gone. That's the fourth one I've lost this week.
The fourth what?
Tiger Tamer. I'm Barnum N. Shaley, the circus owner.
Oh.
That man I was chasing was the great Ricardo, my star performer.
What's he running away for?
Because he's a coward. He's afraid to do an act with Matilda.
Who's Matilda?
The world's largest and most ferocious saber-toothed tiger. And Ricardo ran out. Without my star attraction, I'm ruined.
Well, that's show business.
Say, Mr. Shaley, what if I can get you a substitute for the great Ricardo?
You mean it?
Who you got in mind, Bond? Who do you know crazy enough to get in a cage with a saber-toothed tiger? The biggest in the world yet.
Are you, buddy?
Not me. No siree, bub.
Oh, but Fred, what better way to convince Wilma you're not a coward?
No, sir. Absolutely, positively, definitely, unequivocal, unconditionally, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, kiddies of all ages, in just 1 minute, you will witness an incredible act of bravery. When the great Fredito will risk life and limb demonstrating his mastery of Matilda, the most ferocious tiger in the world.
I wonder where Fred can be.
Oh, don't worry, Wilma. He'll be here. I promise you. In fact, I happen to know the act won't start without him.
But what's all the secrecy? Why does he have to meet us here? Why couldn't he come with us?
Well, you know, Fred, he's a great one for surprises.
Yes, but look at that little old lady. She must be lost.
Oh, lady, wait.
Yes? My hat. You mean old thing. Shame on you. That was my best hat. Bad.
Help her, Barney.
Why? She's doing fine by herself.
Some ferocious tiger.
What a fake!
I want my money back.
Me too!
We may as well go, too.
Yeah, let's go see the aerial acts.
But girls, you can't go yet. In just a minute, the great Fredito is going to risk life and limb in with that tiger.
Are you kidding? The only risk anybody takes with that tiger is catching some of its fleas.
But wait, Fred is...
And now, the great Fredito!
Bravo! Bravo! Bravo!
Oh, boy.
Come in. Hiya, Fred.
Oh, hiya, Bon.
Hey, are you in the mood for some kegling?
Huh? I thought we were going bowling tonight.
We are. Kegling. It's another word for bowling.
Speak English, will you? If you mean bowling, say bowling.
Oh, hello, Barney.
Hiya, Wilma.
Honey, Barney and I are going kegling.
All right, dear. Have fun.
I'll get my kegling ball.
Hey, you know what, Wilma? It was just a week ago tonight that you and Fred got held up.
I know. And they still haven't caught the robber.
So long, honey. I won't be late.
Stick 'em up.
Oh, that's a dangerous thing to do, Barney.
Yeah? Why?
Because while I'm holding my bowling ball like this, I might accidentally drop it.
I see your point. I feel it, too.
Be careful coming home, Fred. They still haven't caught that hold-up man.
Yeah, yeah. You see that, Barney? You see how she has to rub it in?
Rub what in, Fred?
That she thinks I'm a coward. Be careful. They still haven't caught that hold-up man yet. Oh, boy. If only I could get my hands on that hold-up guy.
Now watch this one, Freddy boy. A one and a two. Boy, am I hot tonight. Okay, Fred, your turn.
Yeah, but I don't feel much like bowling, Barn.
Hey, Bud. You ought to give your friend some pointers on bowling. He's too fast. Nice and slow, see? That's the way to do it. Nice and slow.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks. Hey, Bon, you should slow down. Nice and slow, see? That's the way to do it. Nice and... Hey, you're the guy! I'll never forget the way you said nice and slow, see? When you held me up, you thief, you crook, come back here! Stop, thief! Stop!
We'll never catch him, Fred. He's too fast for us.
Oh, yeah? Just watch this, Barney. I'm not the bowling champ of Bedrock for nothing.
Can't you see? Brave and fearless Fred Flintstone just risked life and limb to capture a dangerous, desperate criminal.
He sort of proved something to Wilma. And thanks to Mr. Flintstone's bravery, the police have the bandit locked up and...
Oh, let me. And we citizens can relax once more. Hats off to Fred Flintstone, man of valor.
Well, that's quite a write-up.
Oh, Fred, I'm so proud of you.
And you're convinced now that I'm not a coward, huh, Wilma?
Oh, Fred, I never for a moment thought you were.
Well, don't ever think it. Just think of me like it says in the paper. Man of valor.
Yes, dear. Man of valor. There you are, Fred. From your own daughter. Her own Medal of Valor. What more could you ask for?
Dino!
That makes it complete.
Family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of history.